Hey, Chris Johnson here, and I'm fucking livid right now. I am ready to fucking riot. And this has been a nice slow burn. This has been fucking simmering inside me for about 2 months now, ever since that draft decision was leaked that the Supreme Court was going to overturn Roe versus Wade and just fucking rip the rights away from millions of fucking women. Regardless of whether or not the country is in favor of it, because they just don't give a fuck. They're going to take the rights away because we have a country of rich, white, pseudo-Christian colonizer minority rule. And hey, listen, if you don't listen to Chris Johnson's take on abortion and how I think this is fucking disgusting, you're going to fucking tune out. I want you to fucking stop for just a second. Let me talk to you for just a second. Are you a conservative? Are you a Republican? Do you support the people who are fucking behind this shit? If so, fuck you. Go fuck yourself. You're a piece of shit. You're a fucking ghoul. And this is your fucking fault. This is your fucking problem. This is on your fucking hands. Because you don't give a fuck about anybody but yourself. The stick to sports people, the shut up and sing people, shut up and dribble, all that fucking horse shit. Any fucking time anybody tries to fucking bring something like this to somebody's attention, there's a white Christian conservative douchebag who's sitting right there ready to fucking tell you, hey, shut the fuck up, I want to watch a fucking ball game. I'd like to watch a bunch of black people play a basketball game here, but I don't really give a shit about their voting rights. It's a fucking douchebag plantation mentality. I fucking hate conservatives and Republicans, unequivocally. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of their fucking shit. And before you shoot back at me with like, hey, the Democrats, I'm not a fucking Democrat. I don't like those motherfuckers either. I think they suck. I think they're ineffective fucking pussies who fucking could have done something about this at any point in time over the last 50 fucking years and they fucking didn't. So they're not fucking high on my list either. But you know what they're not? They're not fascist assholes. They're not fucking climate change deniers. They're not fucking election deniers. They're not the party of the fucking insurrection. And I'm tired of these motherfuckers who are in that party or support those fucking people who will be like, well, listen, I just like fucking less taxes for rich white motherfuckers. I'm not in favor of like the anti-abortion shit. Like, fuck you, dude. I don't give a shit what you're fucking, it's on your fucking hands, dude. Fuck off. You can't fucking hide behind that shit. That's what they all want to do. They all want to fucking hide behind that fucking bullshit. As they're fucking stripping your fucking rights away. They want to hide behind that. Well, listen, I'm not in support of that. I'm certainly not going to fucking do anything about it. I'm not going to fucking tweet about it. I'll fucking tweet about like the NFL or some shit. Or I'll bitch at a fucking actor. But like when it comes to like women getting their rights taken away, the right to an abortion taken away, all that shit. Like, eh, I'm just going to stay silent because I don't want to offend my dumb hick fucking base. Listen, I worked at a radio station for 10 years, a conservative radio station for 10 years. I talked to these motherfuckers on the phone. I took their fucking phone calls. The vast majority are fucking ghouls. I fucking tell people this. I'm like, dude, you have no fucking idea the amount of shit that I fucking heard screening phone calls for that fucking station. And if you listen to that shit, if you listen to conservative talk radio, think about like the stuff that you actually hear get on the air. Now imagine the stuff that I didn't like get on the air. When fucking Obama was president, you know how many fucking racial slurs I heard every fucking day? That party's gonna tell you, hey man, racism's gone because we elected a black president. Oh really? Because I heard the N-word about 8,000 times a fucking week. Yeah, but they're not racist. You can't call them racist. That's not fair. And you know another thing too? This isn't about fucking children. This isn't about fucking babies. This isn't about like, keeping babies alive, whatever dumb fucking bullshit they like to fucking peddle. This is about control. It's about controlling women. That's all it is. They want women to be a fucking broodmare for the fucking state. They don't give a shit about women's rights. They don't care if you've been fucking raped. They don't care if you're gonna fucking die because it's an ectopic pregnancy or whatever. I can't even fucking say these goddamn terms, but I took a couple minutes. I took 5 minutes. It took maybe 5 minutes. I took about the time that it took to put this fucking podcast together to actually research some of this fucking bullshit. People are going to die. Like actual people, live people are going to fucking die. Women are going to die. And they don't give a fuck. But they're gonna cloak themselves in fucking theocracy and say like, oh man, it's about fucking women's rights and everybody has a fucking right to live. And I know you've been raped by your fucking uncle 12-year-old, but you have to carry that baby to term. And meanwhile, as you're doing that, we're not gonna help you out with formula or maternity leave or any aid or anything like that. Go fuck yourself. Oh, but hey man, we were giving it up to the states. Hey, 15-year-old in Texas who just got raped at a fucking party. Yeah, you dip into your 401k and drive up to fucking Illinois and get a fucking abortion. Hey, that's fucking legitimate, right? Are you fucking kidding me right now with this bullshit? And you know what else I'm fucking tired of? Like, oh man, well, abortion's not in the Constitution. Yeah, neither is California or black people. Actually, black people might be in the Constitution. They're property. You know what else wasn't in the Constitution? Women voting. That's about a fucking 100 years now. There's a fucking ton of shit in the fucking Constitution, or not in the Constitution, that are actual fucking rights for people. And you know what? I'm tired of the Constitution. I wipe my fucking ass with the Constitution. The Constitution was written by a bunch of fucking racist, slave-owning white males in the fucking 1700s. Who also said that all men were created equal. I'm tired of these GOP assholes, anti-gay rights, anti-trans rights. anti-fucking woman. The Supreme Court is stacked by a fucking reality TV show host, a fucking fascist asshole, lost a popular vote fucking twice, and is able to appoint three unelected assholes to the fucking court so they can just fucking impose this fucking shit on everybody. Hey man, go vote next time. Oh yeah, when's the next Supreme Court election? When do I vote on that? We're gonna impose our shit on everybody else because we are fucking ghouls. I fucking hate you. This is not hyperbole. This is not me speaking out of anger. This is the God's honest fucking truth. If you believe in God, which I'm not sure that I fucking do, you're fucking dog shit. And I fucking hate you. With every fucking fiber of my being, I fucking hate conservatives. 100%. I hate fucking everything about you. And I hope for just a fucking day, your fucking lame white old ass has to just fucking live with half the shit that you've imposed on fucking minorities of any fucking kind over the years. Go fuck yourself. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. And if some of you motherfuckers don't listen anymore, kiss my fucking ass. Good. Fuck off. Go choke on a fucking dick. But Sundays and Wednesdays, new episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the fuck you want it. Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. Instagram at Maybe5Minutes. Facebook timeline as well. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every goddamn episode's there.